that there's so much pressure on like changing and transforming your whole lifestyle because climate change just like feels so imposing. And I think it's really about progress and not perfection and like taking those baby steps so that you don't become overwhelmed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of 10 Minutes to Change. Today, we're going to look a little bit into low-waste living. So what is it? What's an ecological footprint? And also, what are some tangible, super easy lifestyle changes that you can make right now that benefit both yourself and the planet? So let's take a look at what an environmental or ecological footprint really means. It's basically the impact of a person or community on the environment, expressed as the amount of land required to sustain their use of natural resources. So this matters because, as we all know, the Earth's ecosystems can't sustain certain types of human behavior indefinitely, specifically behavior that exploits and extracts resources to the point where the ecosystem can't repair itself back to normal functioning. If this continues over time, the environment will degrade and biodiversity will become either endangered or extinct, with no chance of recovery. These impacts will accumulate all over the world and exacerbate climate change impacts, and they will also degrade the quality of life of humans all over the world, not to mention the quality of life of biodiversity and all of the living creatures that we love so much. So taking a look at our own individual lifestyle habits is a crucial way to curb environmental degradation and help contribute to the maintenance of the health of our planet. This impacts not only our health, but the health of future generations. So, low-waste living. Where do you start? It can definitely feel overwhelming in the beginning, as there are so many ways that you can make lifestyle changes to better support the Earth. So today's episode hopes to break down some of those options for you all and provide some ideas that you can easily incorporate into your daily lives. So I'm talking to Sierra Youth today, and I want to know, what are impactful and easy changes that you've made in your life to go low waste and lower your ecological footprint?
I know that close to me in Toronto, a package-free store has opened, and I used to go to their pop-ups called Bear Market, and everything you can imagine, package-free, it's refillable, you bring your own containers, they have a lend-out program. There's a bunch in Toronto, that the one I'm most familiar with is Bear Market, but I think those places make it really, really easy for you to find your home goods and some of your groceries in a lower waste way. And that's a really nice opening step for people. Everybody that works there is super friendly in all of those places and always willing to answer your questions. So that's a really nice starting point.
Yeah, I think that I would go off what Jessica said earlier in terms of assessing your needs. So before you like make any big decisions to like throw out all of your skincare items and throw out all of your packaged food, like reassess the initial steps that you want to take. At least that's the way that I've presented transitioning to more of a zero waste and sustainable lifestyle when I first began my journey. So for me, it's been like over the course of probably 2 to 3 years now, I've like totally transformed my skincare routine to be like all low waste and natural products, but it's taken a while for my skin to get used to it. It's taken a while for me to find products that actually work with my skin. And I support a business in Waterloo, Ontario called the Truth Beauty Company, and they're amazing. And they ship all across Canada. It's also a female-led business by a single mom. Just want to plug that. No promo. And and then the other thing that I will say as well is looking for ways to transition to supporting locally, like local farmers and like local farmers who grow like organic or sustainable ways. And like just shopping what's in season. So like I always try to only buy what's in season, even if I'm not getting it locally. But otherwise, like just creating more of a plant-based lifestyle for yourself. Like when I was in Waterloo, I was able to shop at Zero Waste Bulk, and they had like everything in bulk, and I could bring in my containers like clean, and it was amazing. But here now, living in Euclid, they don't have that. They just have a regular grocery store. So I just tend to buy what's in season, and if there's like if the summer season comes around, then I support what's at the farmer's market so I can support the local farmers. So that's about it in terms of my tips.
I feel like both of those are really good, and they're honestly really similar to how I got started. I just want to say as a preface, like, I totally agree with what you said, Brenna, that there's so much pressure on like changing and transforming your whole lifestyle because climate change just like feels so imposing. And I think it's really about progress and not perfection and like taking those baby steps so that you don't become overwhelmed. But for me, like 2 to 3 years ago, I kind of just like stopped buying Ziploc bags and stopped buying tinfoil. And it's amazing how quickly you realize that you can replace those things in your life with stuff you already have. Like if you're buying bread, just reuse that bag and that's a Ziploc, you know? Like that's something I've really noticed, is just reusing stuff that I already have that's not fancy or for that intention. And you just notice yourself accumulating less, I'd say. So that worked well for me to get started.
Yeah, I'm actually so glad that you brought that up, because I think it is really easy to start accumulating things because your natural knee-jerk reaction is to buy something new and not repurpose things in your own home. But it actually feels really good when you can get creative and you can turn things from one use into a different use. Reuse the things that you have in your home, repurpose them, find new uses. Like if you have a jar, don't recycle it or throw it out, like put your tea bags in them. Or if you have like frozen Ziploc bags, instead of always throwing it out and using a new one, just wash it and clean it, and then you can keep reusing it. So I really like that idea of circularity, especially in your home. And I think over time that will instill behavior changes in other aspects of your life. And it does help to try and promote this idea of like a circular economy and like not always buying new things. You save money that way, and you also contribute to a more sustainable and healthy planet too, because you are using or you're promoting less waste. Also, since I'm on the topic and just thinking about like circularity and low waste habits, I also wanted to just share kind of where I started in this journey. So I started with my diet, actually, and specifically towards meat, because I know that the agricultural, the livestock industry contributes a lot of waste. It contributes to a lot of pollution, like methane pollution, because, you know, cows be farting all the time. It uses up a lot of land, a lot of resources, a lot of water. So it's honestly a very intensive industry in terms of environmental impact. And so I started to get really interested in vegetarian and vegan meals. And so I made a conscious effort to reduce my meat intake over time. And I started slowly, like, you know, just start with a meatless Monday. Start with one vegetarian meal a week if you are pretty used to eating meat in your diet. So start slowly and then work your way up. Maybe do like two meatless meals in your week. And eventually you'll find that behavior change and that switch comes a lot easier. And I also just started looking at some really cool cookbooks. So the one I really like is Oshi Glows. I'm pretty sure it's vegan. And it's like really simple, really easy exercises or recipes, sorry. Really easy recipes. They all taste really great. And it's a really good way to try and implement some like healthy, colorful, nutritionally dense foods into your diet while at the same time having a lot lower of an environmental impact. And so now, like, I eat vegan meals sometimes, I eat vegetarian meals sometimes, and my body just feels really good. I also want to preface this with you don't have to be perfect. So kind of alluding to what Jackie said, it's about progress, not perfection. And so I wouldn't like classify myself as a vegan, because sometimes I'll eat eggs, and that just works well for me and my diet, and that helps keep me balanced, but it doesn't have to be perfect, you know? So I love this like flexible dieting idea where you don't have to label yourself as one or the other. You can just make those lifestyle changes, and you can vary it and make it flexible for what your specific body needs.
Sorry, Emily, you go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry. I live in a pretty like small community, and Michaela, you kind of touched on this, like with living in Ucluelet, where it's like, you know, you only have the grocery store and what's available there, and then the farmers markets in the summer. So one thing that I've really like tried to do in the last few years is get into like more preserving of food. So like Me and my mom share a dehydrator, and you know, we both like just kind of go crazy in the fall, and we have like a big dehydrating party and canning and just trying to do more stuff like that so that the food that is beautiful and fresh and local from the summer can like last further into the winter when there's not a lot of that available. That's my swap or tip.
And I wish it wasn't COVID so you could teach us how to dehydrate and preserve food, because that's something I really want to learn how to do.
Yeah, it's fun. Dehydrating is super easy. Yeah, also, another swap actually on the dehydrating front is that I started doing like all my own like backpacking and camping meals in my own dehydrator, which has been super fun and like become like quite a passion of mine. And I have like actually like a 10-page like recipe book started of that.
Can you send that to me? I need that.
Yes, I will share for sure. It's like my little side passion is cooking, so I've had a lot of fun doing that.
And making the like to-go cutlery sets, you can literally sew a piece of material like from an old shirt or something, and either if you don't have a spare set of cutlery, thrift stores are great, and just wrap up a little napkin for yourself with that and you are always set. You will never need plastic cutlery. It's the best.
I also just wanted to really quick make a plug for fashion as well, because that's my area of expertise. I did a thesis around like sustainable fashion. So I want to just say too, that fashion is like such an easy area to make changes in terms of like leading a more sustainable lifestyle. So just like watching how much you consume in terms of clothing and not buying from fast fashion brands, only buying from sustainable brands if you can afford it, and otherwise just shopping secondhand or just creating a capsule wardrobe for yourself, because fashion is like one of the largest polluters in the world. And it's just so awful to think about like garment factory workers and the way that they're treated and under the conditions within which they work. So it's so important to be like supporting a sustainable brand or a brand that just has like transparent and ethical values in terms of like the way in which they treat and pay their workers, or just supporting secondhand so that you can keep clothing in the cycle for longer.
I'm actually so happy that you brought up ethical fashion and sustainable fashion, because I think that's a big topic to go into. And I think we should definitely have a deeper conversation on that in the future. But it is a very wasteful industry. Styles come and go so quickly. We throw out our clothes so easily. And also, not to mention that waste aspect, but yes, a lot of supply chain practices are very unsustainable, very harmful to workers. It impacts a lot of pollution in different ways, whether it's like chemical pollution or microplastic pollution. So I'm really glad you brought that up. And I'm excited to talk about that later. And also like just curious if anyone else has any other like low waste tips or little behavior changes that they've implemented.
I know the Christmas and holiday season is past us, but one easy switch is to gift experiences. I know my partner was always intimidating when we first got together, but his rule is if he can't eat it or delete it, he doesn't want it. But it was really fun to work within those confines and figure out, like food is always wonderful. I'll always take food as a gift. But experiences are always really great. And then people don't end up with things that they don't need.
I've started doing the same thing with my family, and my partner and I also do that as well. That was like our agreement when we first started dating, was like, no gifts. Like, we just want to do experiences, or just make me something nice, you know, that's important to you. So I totally agree with that. And it's way better for the planet too. So,
and those memories go so far.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I'm so happy you brought the holidays up, because over the holidays, my mom and I, we wrapped everything in towels actually. And that worked out great. Also, speaking of the holidays, my gift that I asked for was actually a tushy. And so for those of you that don't know what a tushy is, it's actually a bidet. And the reason why I wanted it was because I wanted to stop using so much toilet paper. And I definitely thought that it would be a more like ecologically friendly bathroom accessory. And I can't believe that I'm sharing this on a podcast. I hope this doesn't come to bite me in the butt later, literally, figuratively. I don't know. But I was showing my friends my tushy on FaceTime because I was so excited about it. And when I turned it on, I totally forgot what direction it sprays. And I sprayed myself in the face in front of all of my friends.
Wow. I'm so jealous.
I want one so bad. That's amazing.
They're also so great when you're on your menstrual, like during your menstrual cycle. Like it's just so much better than using so much toilet paper. Like it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so
give great. Us your report after like a few months. I've never used one like consecutively for so long, and I'm really curious.
Oh, I definitely will, and I can guarantee you I'll still love it in a few months for sure. So tushy talks for the girls. Thank you everybody for voicing some of your opinions, your own experiences with living a low waist life. We should definitely have a part two for this because I think this conversation can't just be 10 minutes because there's so many cool things you can do. But for today, we'll stop it here. Thank you to everybody who's tuning in. Hopefully this was helpful in finding a small way to start and finding a small way where you can start to adjust your lifestyle to be better for the planet and better for your life as well. So that's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. 10 Minutes to Change is over and out, and we'll see you later.